I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Two global summits are set to take place in Ontario later this month, the G8 group of industrialized democracies and the G20. That includes major and developing economies. For our GeoQuiz, we wanted to know where these summits are happening. So let's turn to Laurie Goldstein. He's a columnist for the Toronto Sun newspaper. Laurie, tell us.
Well, the G8, which is the first part, which is a smaller meeting, is going to be up in what's called Huntsville, Muskoka. It's classic Canadian cottage country. Lots of lakes, lots of loons. It's all very beautiful. Unfortunately, almost nobody's going up there because there's supposed to be, like, I think, 2,000 or 3,000 media, and they've only got room for about 200. So the geniuses running the thing have decided that they're going to recreate Muskoka down in Toronto in a pavilion. They're going to create a lake inside a building where the media is going to be. They're going to have a dock, and they're going to have canoes. It's all going to cost about $2 million.
So the VIPs will be in Huntsville. The 2,000 media will be back in Toronto in a place that's built to look like Huntsville.
Exactly. And the thing, the lake, which is like, it's also going to be a bar, by the way. But fortunately, the lake is only going to be 10 centimeters, so probably none of the media will drown, fortunately. The irony, though, is that in Toronto, if they just walked out of where they are, they could go and see Lake Ontario, which is part of the Great Lakes, which is part of the biggest freshwater system in the world. But apparently, that's not good enough.
Opposition legislators in Canada are understandably upset. The thing you're talking about has been called the half-baked fake lake.
Everybody in Toronto is pretty ticked off. Security is going to be berserk. All kinds of baseball sports are being canceled. So it's going to be, at the end of the month, like 4 days of chaos.
Now, your editor at the Toronto Sun, speaking of farce, has apparently announced a contest asking readers to name this artificial lake, the half-baked fake lake. Did you know about that?
Yeah. We've thrown out a couple suggestions like Boondoggle Bay or the Prime Minister's of Canada, Stephen Harper, so Harper's Hideaway or the political puddle, but we're sure our readers will do much better. And the Prime Minister is very indignant because they said, first of all, they said it's not a lake, it's a water feature. That's what they said. And they're saying that, no, we're promoting, the Prime Minister's spokesman said, we're promoting Canada and we don't apologize for it. Well, you know, sure. But if they'd known it was going to blow up like this, they never would have done it.
Not a lake, a water feature. That's pretty good.
A water feature. It's an important distinction for taxpayers.
I'm trying to figure out a way to somehow put a good spin on this. Let's try this.
We're talking about Canada.
Right.
There you go.
I'm wondering maybe after the VIPs take off, does it make sense to come up to Huntsville as a tourist? Will there be some
I went to camp up in that area, Muskoka. It's lovely. I mean, seriously, anybody who wants a great vacation, if they like water and fishing and beautiful scenery, it's great up there. I mean, and the people are friendly. But the other issue, Marco, this is for 3 days. It's like June 25th, 26th, and 27th, and that includes the thing in Huntsville and the thing in Toronto. 3 days! We're spending over $1 billion on security. It's just nuts. I mean, you know, the cops hold things, and they show that the sound cannons they're going to use against the anarchists and all this. And I think what most people are saying is, you know, well, if you can have a virtual conference just by using, like, modern technology, why can't the G8 and G20 be virtual? I mean, why can't all the leaders of the world, you know, your leader, our leader, why can't they all just stay where they are, don't spend all this money? We have this amazing thing called satellite technology. You know, couldn't we give the leaders from all over the world the same experience of being in Toronto from wherever the hell they are? We have this ridiculous spending on fake lakes. And for what? I mean, what are these things? What do they accomplish by all coming here and spending a fortune of money? It's insane.
Glad you got that off your chest.
Okay, there you go.
Laurie Goldstein, a columnist for the Toronto Sun newspaper, thanks very much for your time and your thoughts.
Take care, Marco.